Baptism is one of the sacraments of following Jesus. Believe and be baptized. And there's nothing necessarily magical about it. Like, we don't bless the water. Sean isn't in there filling it and then, like, adding a few little holy drops of extra juice or something, some kind of potion that makes it extra special, zappy or something. So there's nothing magical that happens when you go under the water and when you come out. But there is definitely something that happens in our following of Jesus. When we publicly say, I am following Jesus. Like, he is the Lord. I believe he is God. He died for my sins. And he was buried and he was resurrected. And I choose him now publicly. And I say, and something happens inside of us, and something happens in the community as we say those things, as we do those things. And that's kind of what a sacrament is. Doing it says it. If that makes sense. And so, like, when Paul was talking about communion, for example, he said, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim my death until I come. Doing it, as we eat the bread and drink the cup, as we go under and as we come out of the water, somehow those actions speak the truth of what has gone on. And not just that, somehow they link together. They're actually part of what of the actual doing of it. So as we are baptized, we're being saved. You can be saved and not be baptized, absolutely. But to follow Jesus, he says, believe and be baptized. It's one of those things. And so as we go under, what is it symbolizing? This is kind of the end of our diving in series, our series on baptism. So we've covered some of this stuff. I just want to review a little bit. We're going under in the water, and that's why we like to do immersion. It's not, you know, if we were in Nepal and there was no tubs or, you know, and it was Glacier River or something, we might do some sprinkling. And in fact, there might be, I can't see him here today, but we might have to do a sprinkling. But so that's okay too. But the immersion going right underneath, it's like and you go backwards. It's like kind of a scary thing. Have you ever done that in a swimming pool and kind of gone backwards and just lay there on the bottom? You have to hold your nose. It's a trusting kind of posture, isn't it? It's a dying posture. You go down and it covers you completely. The water, every little nook and cranny, every little pore is covered. It's touched all of us. And as we go down, it's like that with God's love, and we die with Jesus, Paul says. We die with him. We give up our lives. It's like, what's that Carrie Underwood song? Jesus, take the wheel. It's, as cheesy as that is, it's what it's in. That's what it is. It's Jesus, like, you do it. I can't do it. I can't save myself. I am completely surrendering to you. And we're going to hear some stories about that. But the great thing is we don't stay down there. We don't stay dead to ourselves. As we've died, we're also risen, Paul says in Romans 6. He brings us back to life. We're raised out of our own lives into a new life that we get to experience now, but we also get to experience for eternity. We are kind of like, we're born into it now. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a rebirth. It's resurrection. And there's a big difference between resurrection and resuscitation. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever, I don't know, like one of those dummies and like, who's done like bronze cross or bronze medallion or national life? You know, and you work on dummies, right? And they're just lifeless. And you can breathe life into them and they just kind of flop around. Like, I don't know if you ever worked like with... Well, I was going to say cadaver, but that's kind of a bad, like, you don't want to. But if you try to breathe life into a lifeless body, there's nothing happens, right? Like, it's just like, that's resuscitation. But what Jesus is inviting us to and what he has done is resurrection, which is a completely different thing. It's like being raised out into a brand new life. Not just resuscitating the old life. It's a new life. And so that's what we bring out of the water, resurrected into a new life. And then what we do is we gather around. So there's good. We're all going to be scattered here. People are going to come out of the water. Then we're going to pray for them. We're going to physically surround them. And that, too, is part of the deal. It's like you're baptized into the family of God. Into the family of God. And they come around you and support you and care for you. And it's kind of like this very practical thing that, you know what? We can't do this alone. I'm not baptized into my own church or something like that, or into my own little island where I can just follow Jesus on my own. No, it doesn't work that way. It never works that way. If you try it, you're going to fail. That's why when you die to yourself, you're raised to new life and baptized into the community. And so the community then really physically and very tangibly surrounds you and lays their hands on you and prays for you and prays that the Holy Spirit would fill you and baptize you with not just water, but maybe a little fire too. We'll keep the lightning for outside. Is that cool? Does that make sense? That's what we're doing this morning, okay? So Jody, I'm going first, right? Okay. Clayton, you're up. Come on up, man. Yeah. This is Clayton, everybody. Let's give him a hand. Hey, is this one on?
Sure. Hello.
There it is. Okay. Awesome, man. So, Clayton, it's good, man. Uh-huh. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So tell us this morning why you want to get baptized.
Why I want to get baptized? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm starting this Christian walk, so I thought it'd
be... Hold it right up there. There you go.
Thought it'd be necessary to get baptized.
Yeah.
Following Jesus now, right?
Yeah. And what does it
committing
mean?
Committing myself to living away, sobriety, just trying to live a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your walk with Jesus so far. What's happened for you?
Well, it's been good, really, since I became committed. I've always considered myself a Christian, but never really lived it out. With like sobriety and... Just being good, trying to be good.
Mm.
Can't be perfect, but trying.
Yeah.
So, it's been good. It's been good.
Yeah.
It's been good so far. I've been committed for a short time so far, just 4 months since I became really committed to walking a Christian walk.
Tell us about that. So 4 months ago, yes. What happened?
Well, I was drinking like I always did, and me and my brothers just had it out, kind of fought, and I was thrown out.
Thrown out of your house?
Yeah, and some things were said, and it's kind of hurtful and whatever, and spent the night on the streets, and kind of been there ever since, but... Yeah. Well, me and my brothers are getting along now. They kind of told me, oh, you don't have to stay at Siloam Mission anymore, they said. And I said, no, I think I'd rather kind of just stay away. And I like just being sober, being away from that environment, kind of being on my own now.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this a lot, they kind of been enabling me over the years, staying with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never paid bills, I never paid rent, and all my money went to stuff that my money shouldn't have went to.
Mm.
And I was making a lot of money, too. Yeah.
And somewhere in there, you recommitted your life to Jesus.
Yes.
Tell us about that process.
Well, I was at Siloam Mission, and I was down and out. Met up with my friend Raph sitting over there. And old man Yosef, we call him.
Oh, say it again. Old man.
Old man Yosef.
Old man Yosef. Sounds like a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. I thought he might be here. I'm glad Raph's here anyways.
Yeah.
Sat down at their table. He's like, who is this guy interrupting our Bible study? It's funny. Yosef gave me a Bible and just sat there and started reading with these guys. And me and Raph started hanging out every day ever since. And just did our own little Bible studies, started reading through Romans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Started really learning more.
Yeah.
Before, it was just I read through the Old Testament and parts of the Gospels. Mm. Since then, I've read through all the Gospels, and since I met up with Raph, I read through all that. And Acts, Romans, parts of Philippians. And
awesome.
That's been good.
And now you're saying yes to Jesus in a very public way.
I certainly am right now.
Yes, you are.
Saying yes to Jesus.
Yeah. So saying yes to Jesus always means saying no to other things. What is it in your life that you right now are saying no to? I do not need that.
Alcohol and drugs, and still trying to quit the cigarettes. Swearing. Among other things.
Among other things. Okay. Okay. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share with these guys?
I'm just happy to be here. I wish my family could have been here today, but I'm glad I'm here with you all. I'm glad to, what would you say, this public?
Yeah. Public, yeah.
Public announcement.
Yeah. a confession, a declaration,
public
announcement.
Declaration.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
So thank you.
Yeah, it's good. Awesome. Lindsay. Where's Lindsay? There you are. Come on up. And maybe the others can just come up and wait up here too. And there's Serena and Kayla and Carolina. There you are. Great. This is Lindsay, guys. Lindsay McCartney, related to Paul. She's waiting for royalties, she told me today.
My daughter decided to come up with me.
Oh, fine.
Zoe,
hi, Zoe.
Say hi?
Hi.
How old are you?
3 and a half.
Awesome.
Are you ready to see mommy be baptized?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you see the tank earlier? Pretty cool, huh?
That's pretty cool. Okay, so Lindsay, why do you want to get baptized? What are we up here for?
I'm up here to get baptized because I surrendered to the Lord.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. What does that mean for you? What does that look like?
That means that I'm tired and I just don't know where I'm going in life, and I is not happy, and I want Him in my heart. In my life. I want Him to be able to take away all my, whatever I have, seizures, whatever I said before, this, all my illnesses away so that I can be with this, yes, honey?
Him and Zachary.
So that I can be with my baby girl.
So tell us a bit about that process of surrendering to Jesus for you. Like, tell us about your relationship with Him.
My relation with the Lord, I pray to Him every night. I cry out to Him. I cry myself to sleep every night. I just want to hear His words. I just want to hear Him. I want to know Him.
And what has He spoken to you?
Nothing. That's the whole thing.
You're waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully I'm taking the plunge. And I mean, as far as I know, most of religion doesn't make sense to me. But if I'm going to believe in something, it has to be God.
Yeah.
I've been rescued twice from cancer. once when I was a baby, 1 year old, and I wasn't supposed to survive, never mind talk or walk.
That's pretty cool, hey?
So there you go. I kind of think I'm a miracle of God.
You are.
And my head's been opened up 5 times, brain tumors. I had cancer of the thyroid. Mm. I'm still waiting to find out if I have cancer or not. Mm. Again, for the 3rd time. Mm-hmm. But that's remarkable.
It is
God does miracles.
Yes,
there you go.
He does. Absolutely.
And you're a miracle too. Say yes.
Yes.
Yes, I am. Good, Zoe.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So.
So, and we've talked about, like, there's nothing magical about this water, right? But following Jesus means, like, you just have to, like, there's no other option for you, it feels like, hey?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I come to the end of the string. It's like,
yeah.
There's nothing else to believe in except my sweet little girl.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah. Lindsay, saying yes to Jesus means saying no to the other things in your
the
life.
The devil.
Okay.
Say no to cigarettes. And I don't drink and I don't jug. So.
We talked yesterday. We had a great conversation at our bar, at my place yesterday on the deck. And we were talking about control, right? Remember that?
Control.
Control of your life.
Yeah.
And you're giving over control. Like, that's what surrender means, right?
Yeah, I feel like everybody in the community is controlling my life in one way or another, you know? You can't do this, you can't do that, you're sick, you're this or that. Mm. Like, really, I'm just trying to live my life.
Mm.
What did Puppy say?
Oh, meow.
That puppy doesn't say meow. Yeah?
So, but there's all kinds of people that want control, including the devil. And including you, but you're giving up control of your life. You're surrendering to Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm a strong person, but I'm getting very tired, you know, and I need to know that there's someone there for me,
because
I feel all alone all the time.
Mm-hmm. And he is, and he's shown you that. It might not have spoken to you directly, right? But he's shown you throughout your life, even from the very first one. The puppy dog's not going to talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, good.
Okay, this is Serena. And I had the joy of meeting Serena and Kayla this weekend. And Serena is going to share a little bit. And before you share, Serena, I'm just going to share that verse that you had spoken over you. You were sharing with me yesterday. And so, kids, if you can make sure, kids over there, if you can hear these stories, you might even want to come move and sit right here. If you're 5 years old to 12, just come have a seat right here so you can hear everything. So when Paul was writing to Timothy, he said in 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers, for us here today. At WCV, in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And so my prayer is that as we hear these kids share today, that we'll be touched. And you guys are setting an example for us. So Serena, I'm going to ask you, why do you want to get baptized? Just hold it up real close so we can hear.
So the reason why I want to be baptized is because I've been in LBE for a while now, and I want to know more about him, and I want to encourage others to be baptized so they could have the same feeling that I'm feeling right now.
And we talked a lot about that, even yesterday at the park, hey, that, like, just like Andy was saying, like, when we get baptized, problems don't just stop, right? It's not like life doesn't still kind of have that chaos and pain, but you know that you're saying still yes to Jesus, right? And so it's not like those hard times end, but you're just saying yes to this relationship. Okay, Serena, how did you first meet Jesus.
The person I first met at LVE is Marianne, and so one day my cousin Autumn was at my house. I was waiting to go to a tea party with Marianne, and then Marianne invited me to LVE, and.
What happened at LBE? Can you share, put the mic up really close and just share with people what happened there?
So the first thing I learned at LBE is I learned about the Holy Spirit. And I got to know, oh, Jesus is better each time I went to LBE. And then one day, Chris came to me and asked if I wanted to be part of the Worker Discipleship program.
And how old were you, Serena, when he asked you?
I was 9 years old. And
what did Chris see in you at 9 years old that he asked you to help be a discipler? Yeah, he asked to help for you to be in leadership. What did he see in you that you told me about?
He said that he saw a lot of faith in me, and he said that there'd be that there'd be no one else younger than me.
He let you in because of your faith, right? You were the youngest leader there. So then you started the worker program, right?
Mm-hmm.
The helper. So, Serena, we talked yesterday. Can you guys on that side see us? Let's just move up a touch more. You talked yesterday about, just like Andy was saying, is when we say yes to Jesus, we're saying no to another way, right? And we talked a lot about that yesterday. What are you saying no to today as you say yes to Jesus?
Well, I'm saying no to drugs and alcohol and smoking. And Jesus does not want you to take the wrong path, Satan's ways and tricks. When you listen to Jesus' voice, you'll take the right path. And I am also saying no to sin.
Awesome, Serena. Thank you. Woo! Kayla, just going to get mine. I'll have my phone out here, too. So, Kayla, why do you want to get baptized today? How old are you, by the way?
12.
Yeah, and Serena, you're 11, right? 11, okay. So why do you want to get baptized? You told me yesterday how long you've been following Jesus. What age did you start following him?
3.
And what made you decide to want to get baptized?
I saw my sisters get baptized.
And what happened for you then? When you saw them get baptized, what did that do to you? Made you want to get baptized? Because what happened for you when you shared with me yesterday, Kayla, you talked about when you first met Jesus, the same place as Serena, right, at LBE. We're going to hug all these LVE, everybody involved in LVE. This is just awesome. So what happened for you there at LVE?
I learned about God.
You learned about God, and you said you started going with your sisters, right? Like you were the youngest one there, and you started going with your family. And you had the desire to get baptized when you saw them get baptized, hey? And Kayla, we talked yesterday about, as you say yes to Jesus today, you're saying no to a different path, right? You're saying no to some things that could be a temptation in your life. What are you saying no to? Can you put the mic up loud so we can hear? And just remember again, I was explaining to the girls because sometimes it's the first time of sharing, right? But it encourages our hearts as we hear you guys share. So what are you, do you remember what you're saying no to?
Fighting.
Fighting? And what are you saying yes to?
Taking animals off the streets.
Yeah. Kayla's got a real heart for animals, and so we see God's heart shining in her as she's helping animals. So So Kayla, thanks for sharing that. This is awesome. Just got to give Carolina a hug. So lots of you might know Carolina, and I've had the chance of, I think I've known you for a couple years. So
yeah.
This is so exciting, Carolina. I have your notes here, but Carolina, what makes you want to get baptized today?
I just want to declare, like, the doors of my heart open so the Lord can just come and work his miracles and do whatever he has to do. Yeah.
Awesome. And you said yesterday, too, that you've, I think I got there, yeah, that you had breakthroughs in your life and you're just...
Oh, I was on the women's retreat, and I recently had a breakthrough, and because there was a chance to be prayed for, so I thought it might help. And so I was prayed for, and I actually felt him. Like, I felt his presence. It was almost like you could see him almost, but, I mean, not...
In that prayer time.
Yeah. And I felt him there, and I thought, like, this is happening, and... sorry. And, yeah, just ever since then, I've kind of been believing and having faith.
That encounter with Jesus, hey? So that's what Carolina's talking about. She really met him last weekend, really, hey, at the retreat. So would you say, Carolina, is that when you first encountered God? Or can you describe a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever really encountered God. I mean, I've been going to church and things like that, but I never really felt like he was there. And I just never felt him or saw him, and... I saw miracles happening to other people, and I wanted to have what they were having.
Yeah.
But it was just really hard. Yeah.
So, and you described how, you said yesterday how you got to know Sarah at school. You started coming to Winnipeg Center.
She kind of, like, in grade 8, she invited me. She said, you know, like, hey, are you Christian? And I said, oh, yeah. And she said, oh, you should come to our church then. And so she gave me the details, and I came here, and I saw how incredible this was, because it was so much different than what I was used to. And so, yeah, I started coming here more often and going to youth here, and ever since then, I mean, it's like that's where my journey began. Yeah.
And it's been just a joy to have Carolina join in youth. And we've been talking in youth, actually, about desert, river, desert city, and how just talking about the journey that Jesus took, right? He was, and I think you guys did that in the services on Sunday morning in the teaching, but he was immersed in the water, right? He really experienced God's love, but then was immediately driven into the desert and tempted, and then from there went into the city where the ministry began. And we've been talking about that to the youth and saying, you know, think about what season you're in. And really make sure you start off in that river, right, and experiencing God's love and hearing, like what Jason was talking about, the Father speak his love over you. And so we've been talking about, did you want to share anything about that? You mentioned it yesterday that you know what season you're in, do you?
Yeah, I feel like right now I'm in the desert, and, well, I'm, like, taking my first steps in the desert, and I know there's going to be challenges and times where I'm going to be scared of what's coming, but I know that as long as we have faith, and as long as I have faith and believe that I can hear his voice, and he'll just take me wherever he feels that I should go. And
So Carolina, the last question we talked about yesterday, again, is like saying yes to Jesus is saying no to other things in our life.
I'm going to say no to fear and to Satan, I guess, and just... You know, just saying no to temptation, and because that's what the desert really is. It's just all challenges and trials, you know, and yeah, so I'm just going to say no to all that and just shut it down and keep the Lord and Jesus in my views. Yeah.
And we're, as a body, going to be with you in that. And with everybody else as they're in the desert, we're going to surround you guys. So
thanks, Carolina.
Okay, why doesn't everybody who's getting baptized, come on up here, who just shared their stories. And by the way, just right now, just come on up. Join me all right here, maybe between me and Jody. That's a good idea. Clayton, yeah, you're coming. And by the way, if anybody else, generally what we do when you want to get baptized is we sit down and we chat through a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to chat through what we're going to read, which is the Apostles' Creed, together. We're going to do that together. And I haven't met you, but you want to get baptized this morning. So why don't we just hear a little bit about that? What's your name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Andy. Nice to meet you. So, Cheryl, tell us this morning why you want to get baptized.
I want to totally surrender myself.
And what does that mean to you? What does that mean? What does that look like to you?
Giving myself to God.
Okay.
Giving myself totally to goodness.
Tell us about what that looks like.
Peace.
Okay.
Bringing more love to wherever I go.
Tell us about your relationship with Jesus.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm at a place in my life right now where I never knew happiness before. And right now, it's like the best time of my life.
And Cheryl, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Do you believe that he died and rose for your sins?
Yes.
Awesome. And so saying yes to Jesus and saying yes to those things means saying no to other things in your life. What does that mean to you?
Sacrificing everything. I see it as nothing compared to what he did for me.
Awesome. Well, welcome. It's good. You can hand that to... Here, I'm going to pass these out. Yeah, that's right. You guys can share. That's okay. That's totally fine. Here, you guys, there's an extra one if you want. Okay, so this is what we're going to do, guys. Thanks, Suhail. Sorry, Nathan. I've got some questions for these guys, and I also have a question for you. And so when I come to the question for the community that's gathered, I want everybody here, if it seems right to say for you in your own heart, we will with God's help. Okay? So that's your line. We will with God's help. Okay? Do we need to do a dry run? Let's do a practice, okay? Okay, that's good. All right. And then we're going to read the Apostles' Creed together. And so it'll just be, you'll just repeat what I say. I think that will be fairly simple to do. But that's the guts of what these people here are proclaiming that they believe. It's their declaration of faith, okay? So, everybody here, do you want to be baptized?
Yes.
I do, yes. It's all good. Yeah. So faith is the gift of God to his people. In baptism, the Lord is adding to our number those he is calling. So people of God, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, that's you guys out there, okay? People of God, will you welcome these ones and uphold them in their new life in Christ?
We will.
Awesome. Did you hear that, you guys? Did you hear your church community saying that to you? In baptism, God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Jesus means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, are you ready? I ask you, do you reject Satan? And all his works? I didn't hear that. And all his works,
I do.
And all his empty promises,
I do.
Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and neighbor?
I do.
Do you turn to Jesus as your Savior? Do you submit to Jesus as your Lord? Do you come to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life? Okay, let's all stand together and you can say after me the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
His only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived
by the power of the Holy Spirit
and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified,
died,
and was buried,
and he descended to the dead.
On the third day, he rose again.
He ascended into heaven. And is seated at the right hand
of the Father.
And he will come again
to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Universal Church,
the communion of saints.
The forgiveness of sins,
and resurrection of the body,
and of life everlasting.
Amen.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching
and in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer?
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
Awesome. Okay, let's make our way over there. You guys are going to want to come over here. Take lots of pictures. Let's do lots of cheering and get ready to pray, okay?
Great. Okay. So can everybody see? So just to reiterate, guys, when people come out of the tank, they're going to walk right here. So you're going to get wet. So you're going to want to. And so we can have some prayer people and just take them out into where there's some space. And then we're going to gather around each person after they've been prayed. Remember, that's like a physical kind of sign of the community surrounding them. They're baptized into the community. So we want to pray. And just some guidelines for prayer is that what we want to do is bless what God is doing. You catching that, you guys? We want to bless what the Holy Spirit is doing as we're praying. And so we're praying, we're watching what's going on, but we're also listening to the Holy Spirit. What might the Holy Spirit be saying through you to them? Okay, and we're also listening to the other people that are praying because it kind of works like that. It's sort of like this, you just keep adding to it. And God speaks and discernment happens in community. And so that's what we want to do. We want to create little pockets where that's happening. And he might give you scripture to speak to them and you can pray that over them. He might give you a picture in your mind that you can pray that will help you pray. And if you don't know what to pray, you just bless what the Holy Spirit's doing. Just bless it, bless it, bless it. Okay? Does that sound good? Does that sound doable? We can all do this, right? Okay, good. Clayton, let's do it. You're up.
Okay, Clayton, you ready to do this? Awesome. So on the confession of your faith that we just gave over there, I get to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So, Lindsay, on the confession of your faith that we just heard over there, I baptize you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Ready? Cheryl, on the confession of your faith that we heard from you over there, I baptize you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You guys are in the splash zone. You pay extra for the seats.
Do you want to get baptized, Serena?
I do.
On the confession of your faith, Serena, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Kayla, do you want to get baptized this morning?
Yes.
Okay, Kayla, on the confession of your faith, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Carolina, do you want to get baptized this morning?
I do.
Upon the confession of your faith, Carolina, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo!
Awesome. Great. So, Lord, we bless now these six ones who have just publicly declared their belief, their trust in you, their faith in you. Would you fill them now with your Holy Spirit? Bless them deeply, Lord. I pray that you would surround them with your love, with your peace. Would you empower them, Lord? Would you fill them with your gifts, that they could become the people that you're calling them to be, and that we could be the kind of church that could welcome them and that could see them grow into the people of God that you have called them to be, that we could welcome their gifts, and that this could be a fertile ground for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Just keep praying, you guys. Make sure you pray with your eyes open. If they start to shiver, then they probably need to get changed. And that's okay. That doesn't mean the Holy Spirit leaves or something like that. But bless you guys. And here's a few announcements, I think, about the barbecue that are going to happen.